Now 51 years have went by, and 2 million miles, 17 new cars, a bunch of old ones, and gobbled them old airplanes. Run across the country. Never belonged to anybody's church. I've never been on the roster roll. I've never been a member of anybody's church in the world. I'm not knocking. Do you understand what I'm telling you? But I mean, if you think God can't run his business, he can run his business. General Superintendent over the Western Slope, the state of Colorado, Mr. Jim Rogers, over the Western Slope with the Pentecost Holiness Church, opened every church he had to me, never one time asked me to join. I'm not knocking. I'm just telling you, there's room for you if you put God first. There's room for you. Amen. But next November the 5th, B and I will have been married 50 years. 50 years. She prayed through, and the Lord showed her she'd marry a black-headed boy. Can you see anything about me that looks like it'd be black hair? Raised by a mother that was a Catholic. Daddy was just a sinful man, a hard-working man. Knew nothing about God or the Bible. Was taught that the only one that could talk to God for you was the Father. That's deeper than I went to school. Why you call a man a father that ain't never had no children, I never could fix it. I've never been able to reach that mental depth that they get into there somewhere. Now, I don't. But God helped us. My little mother-in-law be married me, and I married her, and we got her out of that. And my father-in-law lay dying in the hospital. The great physician said, he'll make it all right. And the Spirit said to me, he'll die before the morning light. I said, be your daddy'll die tonight. Well, the doc said, be all right. I can't help it. God had just told me your daddy'll die tonight. He said, go ahead and talk to him. I said, I'm not the one. He is my buddy. We is friends. I talked to him a lot of time. But she was the one and went in, spoke to her father. And he said, oh, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Let me tell you about the Lord just a minute. If you think of anything you can do to get saved, come tell me about that, will you? I've never found anything you can do that. All right. Come on. If you can think of anything you think you can give physically in this world to get saved, I wish you'd come around and tell me about that. Now look here. God is the one that saves, no one else. Amen. No one else. You may be baptized in water. You will not necessarily be saved because you are. You could be lost because you won't. You may pay tithes and offerings. You will not be saved because you do that. You could be lost because you rebel and don't do it. Amen. It's just one reason you get saved. God is a specialist at that thing called saving people. Yeah. Right. Everybody else gives them up. Nobody thinks there's hope in the world for them. God Almighty can save them. Yeah. Save a man falling out of an airplane before he hits the ground. Amen. And nothing we can do. He paid the price. Jesus did it. But he got saved that night. God, have mercy on me, a sinner, and wrung his hands. And he died before the gray dawn of the next day and went away. Well, now I asked the pastor for permission tonight. My wife's not a preacher. I've always said, God pity the woman that takes on the job to preach. I think it's too big for her. I may pray for God to deliver her from it so she won't have to put up with that. It's too big a job for her. But B's here, and I told this preacher, she don't say a whole lot in the meeting. Sometimes she just gets excited. She just tears the meetings all to pieces. I've been in meetings with her when she hooped and hollered and danced, and I can say this, and I don't have to brag on my wife. I don't do it to get her to be friendly to me or good to me because We're one. But I'm going to tell you, boys, I've drove out and been gone weeks at a time. Weeks at a time, she stayed home with the fires. And put my boy in school. You couldn't get permission to take one on the road with you when I was an evangelist. I evangelized 7 years. Last time I was out, 60,000 miles a year when old cars was old slow-poking cars. She stood by the stuff. And we could tell you stories till you wouldn't believe them. Cancer healed in our family. God healed David of cancer when he was 19-year-old. Eat up with it all over his body. Anesthesia's 51-year-old man, specialist at it, said, I wish I'd have never studied medicine. I hear your preacher said, your boys eat up with cancer. Well, he said, maybe God will help us. He was an alcoholic. I said, maybe he will. And God healed Davy. That's been, he's 46, 7, I guess, 8, 9, I don't know what he is. Bill have to tell you, but he's still well. Hallelujah. I don't catch. No, he don't. He walked them high 10,000, 12,000 feet rockies, bring them elk out of there and deer out of there. Done it time and again. Walked 25 miles a day. It don't bother Davy. He's still healed. He's still healed. Sure. Be of good courage. God's not dead. He's not worried about nothing. He ain't had no heart attacks. He's getting along fine. And he's able to help you. Now, I'm going to ask her to come up here. Now, last night, I kind of outdone myself. I mean, I didn't preach good. I didn't. I mean, I just blessed good. I was so blessed that I was wringing wet with sweat when I got through. I mean, wringing wet with sweat. And I went into the spiritual Big Apple and the Huckabuck. The spiritual Huckabuck, I'm telling you. Amen? I don't understand how the devil ever make fun of Christians for rejoicing. If I'd cut the rusty they cut when they get under that booze and do the things they do and say the things they say, I'd never say anything against a Christian that shouted and danced and rejoiced. I'd never say nothing against it. Amen? But it come up a tornado, looked like, out here a while ago. Just tornado weather like Oklahoma, and it made me think of a little church set beside Highway 48, about 15 miles south of Bristow, Oklahoma. It was facing this way, east and west. They got in a little dispute in there about turning it around, lining it up with the highway. Well, that night the Lord settled that. He sent a tornado through there, and it picked it up and turned it around. And if you drive by there with me when you're down there, I'll send you out there. They just put the blocks back under it the way God said it. They was in a dispute. It was sitting this way, and some of them wanted to turn it this way, and others wanted to leave it this way. And that night, God sent a tornado and picked it up and turned. It's sitting exactly north and south. It ain't sitting like this. I know it. I've been there. I've been in meeting there, and you know you got to watch out about the Lord.
Right.
Be careful what you do and say. We're glad to have my friend David with us tonight. I know this boy, he's always been one of my favorites. Don't let him get the big head over it. But he's always has been one of my favorites. And lots of our young people across the country, I broke up a few that is going to get married. I took a chance on taking a whooping and getting a whooping. It's happened to me. But I done it, and I'm glad.
Well, the man of God was telling a story how Jesus hung on the cross. Oh, I cried and he told I died, suffering every pain and loss. Cross and the tomb and the stone couldn't hold him, death no victory could win. Filled my heart when he told that part, I rose from the grave again. Tell me a story with a happy ending, sing me a happy song. I've had enough of trouble and sorrow, know that the world's gone wrong. Bible is a book with a happy ending, saints in heaven fair. Think we ought to get a little happy down here, we're gonna live happy up there. Well, they sat on a hill outside of the city, stood a group of men in despair. Cloud that day hid the Lord away as he rose into the air. Two angels appeared in white apparel, saying, be of good cheer, my friend. Some bad day, like he went away, he's coming on back again. Tell me a story with a happy ending, sing me a happy song. I've had enough of trouble and sorrow, know that the world's gone wrong. Bible is a book with a happy ending, saints in heaven fair. Think we ought to get a little happy down here, we're gonna live happy up there. Let's praise him a little, will you? Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. Thank God, we thank you. Now, I know just how people feel because I'm a people myself. I dread long drive preaching. I've done some of it, but it's one of the most miserable things I've ever got into in my life.
is long drive preaching. I dread to hear a preacher get up and say, if they'd have backed me, I could have done it. I don't think he'd have done it. I don't care who backed him. I feel bad about preachers that look for excuse to blame the saints if they can't preach. I'd have had a revival if they'd have got in. You can have revival on a flat rock without a choir, glory to God. I was preaching to Del High, Louisiana, traveled in there with David, and he is a little baby, and no money to buy milk for him, and Rod's knocking like a covey of quail, a 12-foot home, 11-foot homemade house trailer with a kerosene stove in one end of it, and the tongue of it bending and nearly hitting the pavement, and stopped there, pulled up there that night, wore completely out, traveling in evangelistic work. Right. Parked my trailer and got it parked, and B and I laid down on that little old bitty bed we had, and I looked out the window, and here come a freight train. Wow, wow, wow. And here it come, and that light shining right there. I said, great God, we're going. We don't even have time to get off. I parked on a railroad track. I wasn't 3 foot. That train didn't miss me 3 foot when it went by there, that 60 miles an hour. Great Lord, have mercy. Phew! Finally got slowed down and drifted off to sleep. Next morning, whang, dang, dang, dang. The old boy's hanging out front of that train looking down there at the track and missed a car about 2 or 3 foot on the front. I was that close to a switch track here going this way and another train track going that way. Preaching the gospel. Got out on the street corner. Hotel across the street behind me, Del High, Louisiana. B and I were there. And we was in dire circumstances. But you see, God don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about nothing. Got out on that street corner. Got my old flat top box out and started me a street meeting. Men work in the morning tower, sleeping in them hotel rooms over there. Hadn't been home for weeks and weeks, having a bigger oil boom than East Texas had. I didn't know it. Not a homeless church in the whole town. I didn't know that. Right back. My old guitar, King Jesus was walking through the land. On his way he got weary with his disciples, a gospel band. They stopped at the well of Samaria, great God, men. You don't have to have no amen. You don't have to have nobody to help you but God. John came out of that seminary called the wilderness. He said God sent him to preach. He didn't have an amen, didn't have a choir, didn't have a special song, nobody to back him. All of them looked holes through him and said, what in the world is he? Where in the world did he come from? Right. Sent from God. Right. Sang out there and preached out there and enough to discourage anybody, but when the Spirit comes upon your children, they lift you up out of it. Right. That's right. The old boys in the hotel room woke up and passed the hat from one room to another in that hotel. Said, let's get some money for that young man down there. We're away from home, away from our families, away from the church at home. Let's help that boy. I didn't ask him to help me. Put that money and some gasoline and a little something to eat, and on down the road we went to Edwardsville, down there, plus a place called Edwardsville. Pulled up to preach, and the police run out there with his six gun on and said, what do you think you're fixing to do? Well, I didn't have no license tag on the house trailer. The Lord told me to go with it, and I went. You know, reason some folks ain't going to go, they got to get all the credentials ready before they start. Now, you don't just have to do that. That's all right to have your driver's license and your permits, but I didn't have no house trailer tag, you know. He said, what do you think you're fixing? Scared me so bad I couldn't hardly talk. Him having that gun on, you know. And I said, I'm going to preach God's Bible. He said, where's your permit? Tell me who in the world ever put that in a man's mouth to ask anybody where their permit was to preach. They arrested us in Oklahoma City for preaching on the streets without a permit. We put the question to them, where is the permit obtainable? Who issues the permit? How in the world can you find a man for hunting without license if there's no such thing as a hunting license? There was no place in that town you could get a permit. I said we had a good case. We did have to, and we whipped the ears down. Ears down with it. That old boy looked at me, and I seen something set down in him, and felt something get up in me. He said, "What do you say you're fixing to do?" When he asked me where my permit was, I said, "What permit?" God stopped that tongue. He didn't have nerve enough to say, "You got to have permit to preach." I seen that sit down in him. And I felt something get up in me, David. And I said, he said, "What you say you're fixing to do?" I started to say, "You heard what I said I was fixing to do." But I didn't. I said, I felt a volume behind what I was fixing to say. I felt pressure behind what I was fixing to say. In fact, what I said exploded out my mouth. I said, "I'm fixing to preach God's Bible." He said, "Preacher, son. Preaching by the roadside under a tree. People passing along making fun of me. Saying he is crazy. Soon he will meet his fate. But now we have our churches in every state." Woo! You got to have more than a weak knee and a jellyfish backbone to preach God's Bible. 2,000 colored folks look like to me. Preached it to them, and I used to preach for them and amongst them some when I first started. I knew what they sung. I knew some of the old songs. "You can tell the world about this. Tell them how the nations have been blessed. Tell them that Jesus has come. Tell them that the victory had been won. And it brought joy, peace, and happiness to my soul." They got with me. Give me about 100 nickels. That's two. I didn't ask for part. I don't know how come he's getting the story. This ain't even my message, but hang in there. Young man, you have to die on a few crosses. Children, if you make it to heaven, it'll be worth it when you get there. Went on down to Mobile, Alabama. Passed up all them trailer houses sitting in the hot sun out there in them places they paid to park in. Wasn't room for my little homemade trailer. Didn't know what in the world to do. Drove out of town. Spirit said, "Turn around." Spirit said, "Turn around." Spirit said, "Turn around." Turned it around. Went back toward the middle of Mobile, Alabama. Big pine trees on my left, solid shade on them. Spirit said to me, "Pull up under there and park your trailer." Now you watch that word. You see, God owns the whole world. Whew. He make man that own the land afraid to say anything to you about your parking there. Leave him alone. Pull up there and open the windows on that wish wore out, and that cool breeze off the Gulf of Mexico blowed through that trailer. Fellow walked out there and said, I said, "They're going to run me off." He said, "Son, we got plenty of fresh water right here if you need it. Plenty of facilities right across the road here from me, anything you need." And then he asked me my name. Then he asked me who it was. God's working. I sat there 4 days under the shade of them trees while it was burning up over there in the sunlight, paying money to park them trailers. The Lord is with me. The Lord had me on trial, preacher man. He said, "You return from whence you came, and don't you go the way you come." I come back through Memphis, Tennessee. I got 500 miles from home with 15 cents in my pocket, not over half a gallon of gas in my gas tank. Daddy said to starve to death preaching. He is against me. Old tongue of the trailer bent to where the front of the trailer wasn't all that far from the ground. I parked it in this town. I had a little Masco PA system, and I drove two towns from there. That left me with half a gallon of gas. Couldn't have no more than that. Couldn't have had. And 15 cents in my pocket. "Brother Moore, why'd you go to begging?" No. Never. I didn't tell them what I'm telling you. Didn't tell nobody. "Lord, that's what I must do." He said, "You preach the gospel like I called you to. I'll take care of the rest of it." Right. Well, glory to God. Amen. I just got out there on that street corner. Started preaching. An old drunk said, "What's the next fix to my piano?" I said, "Old boy, what's the matter with you? Why you think you're going to try to preach it?" "What world is that? Who is that down there?" "We've been living in a mighty evil day. It don't hurt to turn a flip backwards if the Spirit moves on you. If it'll get somebody's attention like a burning bush, do it." Hallelujah. went to preaching, didn't tell him no hard luck story. Got through, they handed me $2. I was 60 miles from my house trailer. I had to leave it. And I said, well, I'll go back toward it now by faith that maybe God will help me hook on to it and continue my journey. I had 5 boots in one tar, 3 boots in another, no spare tar, and a not half big fist on a house trailer. I don't know why I'm telling all this. I'm full of this. I could tell them till daylight. I know I could, and it ain't even my message, but if it'll help you up a little, if you're down, have a little faith, boy. Whew, have mercy. Got in that car, headed back to that town I'd come through, and got out and set my little Masco system up. You hook it to a battery, boy, the PA system. Little Masco. You remember them? Hook a car battery and run it off the car battery. And I got out there to preach it. Here come the devil in a woman. There's a lot of women got the devil in them. Ain't that right, sisters? Not too much backing on that. You didn't understand me. A lot of women got the devil in them. That's reading they flirt with your man. He's too ugly for anybody to flirt with. The only reason they did, because the devil's in them. I've seen a devil tear up homes, and man's uglier than a mud fence. Don't look like a woman look at him in the world. I mean, the devil just won't tear his home up, that's all. Ugly as me and you are, David. Ugly as me and you are. Yeah, seems like I won't look at some women and say, are you colorblind? Can't you see?
Right.
Some men. I mean, it's brought this long, but you know what? God will help you. But here come a woman, come up to me. Now, you do not do this. See, I have ways I recognize the devil. I can tell sometime when it's the devil. She come prancing up to me and said, what are you fixing to do? Would you never ask a man that? That's not, son, you didn't have to go to college to learn this, but if you didn't learn it in college, I'm fixing to tell you what they didn't teach you. A woman does not come up to a man and say, what are you fixing to do? If you do need help or you need directions, what you need to do is act like a woman. Sir, I'm in distress. And I need to ask you a question, please, if I can. But she, I know it was the devil, you see. I had a spot and run up to me and said, what are you fixing to do? I want to say, well, female devil, I'll tell you what I'm fixing to do. But I didn't say that. I said, well, I'm fixing, oh, it tickled me, really, it encouraged me. I said, I'm fixing to preach the Bible. Well, I won't nobody listen to you. I want to say, you don't know what I'm Billy Graham's brother. You don't know who I am. How do you know they won't? Oh, but I didn't. It just encouraged me so. I knew the devil was against me for sure, because here I am in a strange town, don't know a soul in there. And here she comes up and says, they won't listen, and I ain't even sung one of my special songs yet. She didn't know what I was, a famous singer. I went to preaching, and they came in overalls, children. They stacked 4 and 5 deep, and all the men nearly wore overalls. I never seen nothing like it. It's spooky to me. I mean, I said, this is too strange. I know a lot of farmers, but all them men had overalls. I don't know. I'm going to tell you a story, too. Now, I can't keep from it. I get in this sometime. It's a sight in the world. I know enough stories to make you print something in the paper about that lying preacher down there. But I observed them in overalls. I felt strange about them. They stayed till it was over. I never told them. I never told anybody anywhere a sad story about what I needed or shape I was in. I was telling y'all since it happened. They gave me $16. I didn't ask them for that. I drove back and hooked on that trailer. Now, B's sitting here, and she is strict about that telling it like it is. She's strict about that. She always keeps me lined up on that. I drove 500 miles, rods knocking. I'm a mechanic, boys. I'm not smart, but I'm a mechanic. Rods knocking like a covey of quail every time you started the engine. 5 boots in one tar and 3 boots in another, and not half as big as your fist on a house trailer tar, no spur. I drove 500 miles pulling that trailer, and every time that knocked, it was 100 degrees in the shade. Man, it's hot. Burning summer. Every time that bump hit it, you could feel it. Boom.
It said glory to God for 500 miles. Glory, 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 glory. I died on that cross, young preacher man. I never had to go through that anymore. Devil done his best to burn me out, to smoke me out, and stop me. What happened? I got home. God worked everything out. Went on, took a church, and we've come on from there. We've come on from there. But I want to tell you one thing. God's not dead. God's not dead. Amen. I better get off them stories. I've got a bunch of them, and I'm sorry to worry you. I don't want to worry you. I won't be here long enough to worry, though. I've got to get back out of here and get back. We got a youth camp starting next Tuesday, and I got to fly back in there Monday. Have mercy upon me, Psalm 51. O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. God can do it. He can blot them out. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Mama called me Rusty because I wouldn't wash my knees good. She nicknamed me Rusty. All my life she nicknamed me Rusty because I wouldn't wash my knees good. Play marbles, you know, get my knees dirty. And when I took a bath in that number two tub, we had a number two tub in the house. We didn't have no hot water in there, but we did have a number two tub. We used lye soap. I'm telling you what, if it didn't burn the hide off, it'd take the dirt off. I mean, we made it in a black pot out in the yard. Amen. That's on back there. So, but wash me, great God, if there ever was a world that needs to be washed from the sins of this one. Wash me, thank God. Put me through it. Bring me out white as snow. Cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgression. My sin is ever before me against thee, and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. We need a wash job. I know some folks need to go back into the washing machine. I mean, they need to get back in the water. They need to be washed again. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Well, David was a shouter. You may think it just started amongst the Pentecost. It didn't. David entered the house of God with praise, and he rejoiced, and he danced in the Spirit. Make me to hear joy. Hide thy face from my sin. Ninth verse. And blot out all mine iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. A few minutes of your attention, I'll assure you, I'll not preach a long while. I can't tell what time it is. I'm lost on the clock. I've got a glare on. I can't tell. I'm honest with you now. I'm not lying to you. It's what time? 7:30, he said. But that can't, you can't be right on that. I know, man. I'm going to give you 20 minutes, and if you'll stay with me, I'm going to preach 20 minutes to you. If I preach more than 20 minutes, it's my fault. I want to preach on that word I just read to you. Renew. Oh, this folks tonight, if I could just feel good again. I've been there. I've been there. I hurt so bad I hollered when I was by myself. I've been a horse, boys, I have. I've worked 60 hours a week in pastor church. Well, every day, 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. I went on the clock 35 and a half hours at one time. I know what work is. Worked 42 hours a week, went to school every day. I was 14 years old. I know what work is. I'm not lazy. I love it. I've wore sweatbands on my eyes, squeezed it out in water, just run out like a hydrant on, keep that salt out of my eyes. I worked in 8-inch top driller boots, steel toes till the water squashed between my toes. I was raised to work. I'm not afraid of working. Great God, I love it. But I'm going to tell you what. We need a renewal. I'd like to have strength to get out and get the job done. But we're going to have some renewing going on. We're going to have some folks that ain't going to have strength enough to get up and do nothing. Renew it. Renew it. Renew a right spirit within me. We're going to talk about renew a little while. Isaiah looked at it in 40:31 and said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Grandpa's up again. Grandma's up again. Dad's up again. His strength has come back to him. Thank God. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be renewed tonight? How long has it been since you felt that great strength from the Lord in you? I can and I will and I do take strength to believe. It takes strength, but God can renew your strength where you can believe some and not doubt all the time. Lamentations 5:21, turn us unto thee, O Lord, and renew our days
as of old. Thank God. Amen. I love to hear about the old-time days. I love to hear about the old-time wave. I'm going to tell you one thing about me. I like up-to-date stuff. I'm going to give the Lord all the glory. I didn't do it. We had the greatest meeting at Bristol we've had that I know of in 16 years. I've been chairman. It's over 40 years old. We had as many people outside the tabernacle one night as we had under it. We had people saved in the day and in the night. God come on the scene. He renewed it. I hear people get hung up on it. Ain't what they used to be. Folks can't do what they used to do. I'm going to tell you one thing. We just need a renewal. That's all. That's all we need is a renewal. Amen? Need to renew our strength. Turn us. Renew us as in the days of old. I know the 2 Corinthians 4:16, the outward man perisheth, but the inward man is renewed day by day. Bring it back to me, Lord. Give me that. Bill Addis told me when he preached for me, I don't know what it is yet, and he never fully explained it to him, but I think I got the drop on it. He said, I put spizzorinctum in his heel. I can tell Joe you don't have the slightest idea what spizzorinctum is, but you will after a while when you get where I'm at. You'll appreciate a little spizzorinctum in your heel. Amen. Renew it. Bring it back to me. Help me to get out there and get it. I prayed with an old man that had it. I prayed beside him when I was a boy. I just got saved. Didn't know a thing about God. The Bible, J-O-B was job to me, and Psalms was Psalms. I knew nothing about it. I knelt with that old man that had his strength. God had renewed him. He said, oh God, never let the burden of the lost leave me. He stopped my prayer. He didn't know it, but I couldn't pray beside him. Oh God, he said, never let the burden of the lost leave me. He was an old man. Never let the desire to go to the house of God depart from me. And on he went. Great Lord, you wanted the Holy Ghost, you better want it if you told him you wanted it. Because he'd get beside you and wire you out. You may say, I'll pray a little and outdo him. You will not do him. If you didn't mean it, you hadn't ought to say it, because he'd lock you in the altar for an hour praying for you to get the Holy Ghost. When he seen you just fooling around, he'd go praying about that. Do you like a little renewal tonight? I've seen the Baptists shout. Our modern day Baptists act like they don't shout, but I've been there when they shouted and danced in the aisles. Been right there in my own meeting. Baptist sisters fought me for a week. Talked about me for a week. But after a while, God got the best of them. Power of God come down, they throw it at their hands and give up, and God went to bless them with shouting and dancing. The Baptists, like tore the Baptist church up down there. Renew us, Lord. Help us get back where we need to be. I know a boy down home could pinch with his big toe and the one next to it. And he raised all the children, come up in the family, be sitting around the wood stove, warming with the fire at night. Then talking, and he'd eat back in the chair and slip that foot around and catch him with the calf of the leg and just paint the fire out of him with his big toe and the one next to it, scream and holler and jump. He got old. He had a little gathering down at the house one night, and he was an old man sitting there in the chair. And one of them said, Uncle said, can you still paint with that toe like you used to? He just laughed at him. He went on visiting and talking, and he waited. He waited his chance. You done ahead of it. Dave, quit getting ahead of it when I'm telling things. And he just waited till they all got their minds carried away something else, just pinched the far out of one. So Harry had his shoes off, resting his feet, and just pinched the far. Renew our strength, Lord, in the choir. Let us rear back in the spirit and sing till men feel something run up and down their backbone. Let us sing again until mothers shout. Let us sing until brothers shout. Let us have what the old man had in Delance's meeting. Big assembly preacher in my country. Run hundreds in his church. Had a choir, could sing. But one morning the banker come. And Delance said, sing Amazing Grace. Nothing fast. Don't want no shouting this morning for sure. The banker, sure. But there's an old man that had his strength. God had renewed it, and he had it. We need a renewal. People only change doctrine, just need a renewal.
Amen. That's your subscription has run out, sir. You need to renew it. You ain't getting nothing in the mailbox. You ain't renewed the subscription. There's one old man that had it in the church. Ain't usually many got it. It's strange to me how the ones that ain't got it is the one that knows what ought to be done. That's strange to me. It's always been strange to me. Here the old man come in doing what he done every service. Give me a little more religion to walk that narrow way. It's what he sung every time he come. Give me a little more religion to help me up the aisle. It's shaking everybody's hand, singing it to him. Give me a little more religion to walk that narrow way. He got to the banker. He got him by the hand. Said, would you give me a little, who are you? Well, he said, I live here in town, and the banker was too modest to brag about what he was, and I'm Mr. So-and-so. Well, he said, we're glad to have you here, Mr. So-and-so. Glad to have you in our meeting. Would you give me a little more religion to walk that night? Only when service was over, the Lancia managed to keep the brakes on the choir so they wouldn't shout or act like this religious, you know. I don't know why folks seem to think because you rejoice there's something wrong. But if the buffaloes beat the bears, let the buffaloes beat the bears, and they'll beat their hats in the ground and kick the cars and get drunk and throw bombs at each other and hoop and holler all night. I don't make no sense to me. That don't make no sense to me. But at the church, the banker come to Brother Delancey, and he said, I need to speak to you. Oh, he said, what part of my message was it that gripped him? Wonder what I said that touched him. He said, what is it, Mr. So-and-so? He said, the old man that come in the door, shaking hands as he come down the hall. Who is he? Oh, well, that's just old Brother Johnson. He's been with us ever since we started, nearly, through the thick and thin. And when the thick got thin, he is here. And he said, when he got a hold of me, there's something like electricity run all up and down my backbone. He said, I've never felt nothing like it in my life. I've never felt anything like it in all of my days. Well, renew our strength, Lord. I had a deacon in Riverbank, California, picked up 465 pounds. I weighed 185. I want to get up in the loft of the church to get a seat pattern out of there, and there's an opening up there. Said, step on a little platform there. I said, stiffen your legs, Brother Moore. And just reached down and got me by the calf legs and shoved me up. Scout wasn't David. Renew our strength. I've met folks that didn't hardly know their own strength, and I met others I knew they didn't have none. Would you like to be renewed? Well, you can get renewed if you're old. Amen? And not only you, but in Psalm 104:30, the Bible said, thou renewest the face of the earth. He does do it. You think it's got where it won't grow nothing else, and everything growing. The first thing you know, here comes the spring along, and that old dead-looking tree out there blossoms again and hangs fruit all over itself. Right. Renewed. When I picked fruit in California, when I pastored a couple church out there, them old trees out in the middle of that orchard, I've thrown fruit down that big around every bit. I want to be safe, yeah. Every bit of that big around, just because it had a mildew spot on it, wasn't number one fruit, and they wouldn't take it. You could peel it right out of the peeling, just as good as any rest, but they wouldn't accept the number one stuff if it had any mildew on it. Old trees. Old limbs just look like they're just old and warped and going to fall off. But God renewed them. Would you like to have a little spiritual renewal tonight? You ain't the one you shout down the aisles, are you? You're not the one that used to tear up the Bible class nearly with you shouting, are you? Get all so excited over something in the Bible, had spiritual strength in you, and just reacted to the reading of the Word. Oh, Lord. We need a little renewal tonight. You ought to put in for a renewal. Amen. That's my little message tonight, Romans 12:1. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, I've met some folks that need their mind renewed. You got the wrong kind of thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I'm defeated. You're down. Ain't no use. You're down. And that does catch on sometimes. You take a church fix to catch on fire spiritually, and you get a lot of those folks that need a renewal and ain't got it in their mind, they can kill that if they ain't careful. Amen. I know you're trying to have no more revivals. Days of revivals is over. Who said that? Who said that? Days of revivals is over. Who said that anyway? Who started that talk? You get that started enough, and you ain't going to have no revival. Amen. I don't believe God blessing folks like he used to. He ain't going to bless you. I just don't know whether the Lord's healing like he used to not. You ain't going to get no healing. Amen. Got to be a little positive in your thinking. Amen. We got over Bristol last year. I was down. You know, the devil knocked me down 2 or 3 times. Thank the Lord. The Lord get me back. Renew my strength, you see. Come on back with it. By the grace of God, that's all. We needed money up there to run that meeting. Take about $20,000 to run it. And we needed money to run that meeting, you know. And I was in touch with my board by telephone. What's going on, men? Well, said, we're short on money, Brother Moore. We are. Well, we'll see what the Lord can do about it. One little fellow walked up and handed in a $6,000 check and said, don't tell who gave it. That brought us out of it. This year, another fellow run up and give us a $5,000 check. Don't announce who done it. That brought us out of it. Well, that made it all right. The morning I felt definitely led to take up Brother Gary Hampton, and God gave me $1,130, $40 for him. Yeah, and you know it didn't knock a hole in the budget at all. Amen?
Right. Hey, renew your strength, David. I don't care what the rest says. I don't care what the rest testifies to. I don't care how they act. You don't have to go the way they act. There's a lot of weaklings running around saying, ain't nobody can do nothing no more. You watch out. God will walk up, fill up after a while, pick you up and throw you plumb over the fence. One arm. He got strength. Amen? Right. You know what God's doing? He's traveling in the greatness of his strength.
Right.
Makes worlds. Creates worlds. Blow your hat in the creek. I mean, he's got the power. Sent tornado down in Oklahoma, sucked the water out of the well, clear back and around. Probably never have no water in as long as the world stands. No telling how far back under the ground he sucked the water out. He's God. No session of his understanding. He's not weary. Got down to Missouri preaching. Well went dry. Folks said, us, we can't drill another well, and we've had a good well here, and said we got to have water. If we stay here, our home's here, let's pray about it. You know, as Locke's folks says, ha ha, when they ought to be praying about it. Oh, they prayed about it. God put water back in the well, and to my knowledge, to this day, it's been years, and it's still in the well, and they still got water. I can get closer than that. Me and B lives for 30 years. We've lived on a farm, just 2 acres. We've lived on well water for 30 years. Fella got a 500-cow dairy down there milking, and he drilled a well just north of me and got in the same water supply, and he's got another water supply down there. But we were taking our clothes to town and running out of water in the well and get muddy on us. And I said, I don't know what we're going to do. We didn't have no rural water system coming by or anything, but we prayed and sought the Lord. That's been 25 years ago. We quit going to town to wash, just come on back home and turn the water on, touch God. We've got water. Now, Satan, I'm not talking about y'all now, but Satan, if you're listening in on this, if it goes dry when I get home, we got 25 years on you. 25 years. And you know the strange thing about this, I'm telling you the truth. If I wasn't 68 years old, I'd jump like I used to. God wants to renew you. Wants you to sing like you used to sing in the Spirit. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. Wants to renew you. If you wore out tonight, I'd be ashamed to tell you. Hey, get back in the altar. Ask God to renew it. You know what they be saying that while? Get Mother Throckmorton to testify. Well, she quit and didn't do it for 5 years. Have you heard her lately? No. She was over at the camp meeting the other night. Tore the whole place up. Little woman down where I preached in a camp meeting years ago. Come crippling up on the platform. Bless her heart, she's a crippled woman. Fine woman. She got up there and I said, well, I don't know what she can do.
But I hope she can help us. But it didn't look like she could do anything, see. But I didn't know what great strength she had. I didn't have anything to check her strength with. She got up to her. She got to Mike. And, God, I was praying one of my pitiful prayers, you know. Pity's a terrible thing a lot of times. It ain't no good for you. And I was pitying her, you know. Lord, have mercy on this poor woman. I changed that prayer before she got to. Lord, have mercy on this poor man. She said, a few years back, I remember, some queer folks coming to town, started holding meetings, stirred the country all around. Folks all mocked and scoffed at them, and I reckon that I did too. But you see, that was before the night that I prayed through. I prayed through. Yes, I prayed through. God's glory shone around me, and everything seemed new. I got up shouting glory, and now I'm one of them too. I never shall forget that night that I prayed through. Hey! Before she got through, I'm telling you what, the strength was running all over the audience. I said, get her to sing again. With or without music, Joel, she didn't have to have music at all. She had it in her. She had the strength in her. She had the thing Brother Lewis had in him when he walked in that colored woman's room over in Oklahoma in the hospital. Didn't know her, never seen her. Spirit said, go in. Sister Lewis fought him. Walked up to bed, said, woman, don't you know God can help you? That's the way you start. Ain't that a way to introduce yourself? Way to go up to bed. I'm Reverend So-and-so, and I visit the sick, and it won't be offensive to you. Like talk to you. Don't ask somebody that. Some of you don't ask that. You just go right in on it. He just woke up and said, woman, don't you know God can help you? Yes, I do, she said, and jumped out of the bed on the other side, and that little short gown, and shouting all around the bed, and Brother Lewis going around the other side. Sister Lewis said, oh, God, get us out of here before the police comes and arrests us. You looking for God to do something? He can do it. I used to go to school. You wouldn't believe it, but I did. He built a suspension bridge, a big old 17-inch cable through the middle of them, across a giant canyon. Had a blacktop floor poured in it. At the dedication of this bridge, had the mayor out there. And they clipped the ribbon and dedicated the bridge. Photographers had their cars backed out on it, taking pictures of all things going on, just dedicated it. They passed that all through the schools in Oklahoma. But they didn't understand it. But they just wanted to show children some things that happened. They don't do that now. They don't like God does. A 42-mile-an-hour wind blew up. They checked it. They had things to check it with. They checked the wind. It was 42 miles an hour. They sent this picture all into the schools just to show children. The middle of that bridge began to buckle. They had photographers there. They took pictures. It rolled like the waves of the sea. The middle of it fell out to the river 50 to 75 feet below. And they never did explain that phenomenon. They could not understand how in the world it could happen. That wind, it was made to stand more than 100 mile an hour wind. But a 42 mile... Listen, God take 10 mile an hour wind, blow you plumb off the mountain with it. We need the strength of God. Do you feel the strength to tell it? Do you love the narrow way? Are you happy? Hallelujah. Are you one of them today? I'm not a holiness or Pentecostal. Somebody told me that's the only way to go. That's the only way I got out of what I was in, boys. I couldn't quit chewing, dipping, cussing, smoking, fighting. I couldn't quit any of it. I made New Year's resolution, broke them quick as I made them. Just like you. I'm putting a picture of you coming up. You don't tell me what a snake you was before God saved you. But you know, we couldn't quit none of that stuff. Just swear off of it and be right back on it. Amen. Till God give us that strength that night. I flew off the handle and then flew the handle at him. That's the way I was. I had two kind of Indian and Irish and devil in there. When they all got into it, I flew off the handle and sold the handle at him. I mean, just everything went haywire. Son, I ain't had a fight for over 40. I've had plenty of opportunities. Mercy, mercy, mercy. I used to have left jab as fast as Joe Lewis in there. That's the truth. Time or two since I've been saved, I thought I'll knock the far out of you for saying a thing. Spirit said, you can't be my servant and do that. I said, God, give me grace to take this, and God's always done it. But look, I'm going to tell you, you need a little strength tonight. Listen, I know it's bad. I know it, children. But that little old tobacco habit, have you flat of your back all the rest of your life, and you never have no victory, never get nowhere. You need strength to overcome that thing. Amen. That temper can get you down. You need to put that on the altar and ask God to give you strength to conquer that thing. Amen? You know what I fooled the devil with a few times? An apology. An apology. I had a choke a man there. I called one other night. We had a problem arise. I cannot tell you over a certain board situation. And one of the board members, one of the boys played with me, said, would you call a man? If you call him, you can have influence with him. I didn't owe him no apology. But say, if you don't owe one and you give one, will God make you be lost over it? No. I'd rather be three or four apologies that didn't owe ahead as to be two or three behind all today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I call this old man, crank is an old goat, and mean as the devil. He's no more saved than Lucifer is, and all that stuff, you know. And it got him so bad when I apologized. And I did it for the other boys that they thought maybe it'd fix things. If I talked to him, I was an old man. He got laughing before I got to it and talked to him. Never been in life. I says, anything in the world I can ever do for you like it. Have you got strength enough to shake hands and hug some mother's neck and tell her you're wrong? Come on. You know who's caused all the church trouble in the world? I can't find no church trouble maker, sister. They ain't none of them caused no trouble. They're all, where'd it come from then? It takes strength to admit you're wrong. It takes strength to put up with old sister so-and-so that I used to pastor. She kept her fingers in her ears, pastors, when I preached and when we had service because the PA was too loud. One night I did just like I'm doing now and turned the PA completely off and used the mic without a PA, and she still put her fingers in her ears. But when she accused me of being a lover of money and flirting with women and all the stuff she accused me of to my face, I had to have strength.
Right. Right.
What'd you do, Brother Moore? Went off home, said, pray for me. She's famous, bad. Don't think I'll go back to church. No. 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 I just waited on Murray. Murray, there's a lot of folks named Murray. So don't get excited about it. I know a goblin that marries. But when Mary got to, I said, Mary, have you said all you want to say? Yes. You said I was after people's money. You did, yes. You said I hung around a tithe pair. Do you know who pays the most tithes in this church? Well, I know, you and your husband. You don't mean it. You and your husband pay the most tithes in this church. Well, I'll say. Now, Mary, I want to talk to you. You've bossed every preacher that's ever been here. You've told him what to do and how to do, but you don't tell this one. Do you hear me? Can you hear me, Mary? You'll never boss this man. I'll never do anything you tell me. I'll never walk the chalk for you. If you want to come here, you can, but you're not bossing the LD. Do you hear me, Mary? Mary heard me. And her poor little old jellyfish, weak-kneed, spineless wonder husband heard me. Because she told him. Oh! I wouldn't give the snap of my finger for somebody that ain't got enough spiritual backbone about him to stand up for God and walk with the Lord. I'm not a troublemaker, but do you need a little strength tonight? Amen. If there's anybody here named Herschel, I'm sorry. I'm just using that name. Thought nobody would be here. But Herschel, you can't go to Sunday school this morning, and that's that. Hello, Brother Pastor. Yes, Brother Herschel. See you here in the morning. Hear you this morning now. Are you all right? No, not being made this morning. What's the matter, Herschel? What's your unspoken request? Most unspoken requests should be spoken. Pray for my husband, John. He's mean as a snake to me. Pray for why she's had another one of them stubborn fits. We got to fix it here. That hiding stuff and not confessing and not getting open with God. You won't get no. We've all been wicked as snakes, Nelly. You've got to get to God and get some strength to overcome. You know what I preach all night? Renew. Renew me. Put me back where I used to be, Lord. Put me back where I was. Give me some strength to walk. Give me strength to witness. Give me strength to stand. I'm not talking about physical fighting. You know that. Listen. The renewing of your mind. And Titus 3:5 said, renewing of the Holy Ghost. I'd preach another hour, but I told you I was going to preach just a certain hour. I'm going to try to stay as far as that. I thank you, brother. But look here. How's your strength holding up? Amen. We sang a song at home. I saw a wayworn traveler, tattered garments clad, struggling up the mountain. I've had a lot of time, Adam, son. Go ahead, boy. You can do it. Keep on climbing, son. You can make it. I've been in some battles for my brethren. I've been with young men, old men. I looked through the jail bars at boys that was in bad trouble like you have and others. But I'm going to tell you what, you can make it if you try. You can make it if you try. About all the things psychiatrist is going to tell you, what he told my boy, switch off one dope onto another kind of dope and blame it on your grandpa or your grandma. Even been known to strip them stark naked and set them in warm water like the baby was set in when it was a little baby and try to go back to your youth and wind up saying it's something your father did to you when you was a boy. Tommy rot. Talked to a young lady in Georgia the other night, called me, her daddy called me, Brother Moore, she's about 17, 18, about 18, graduated from school, made good grade in school, she's starting her first year of college. Said at night she can't sleep, and she hears things, and she's nervous, and her nerves tore all to pieces. I said, well, let me talk to you now. The first thing you don't do is take her to a psychologist or a psychiatrist. That's one of Brother Moore's pet peeves. Satan, if you're listening to this, you know that I've already helped get several out of that mess, and they didn't have to go to no psychiatrist or psychologist to get out.
No, no. Come on.
That's cool. He said, Brother Moore, would you care to talk to my daughter? Well, I'd be glad to talk to your daughter. Might talk to David on the side a little bit about his future here myself. Looks pretty bright to me. Looks pretty bright to me here now. Talk that child, put her on the phone. What's Matthew, girl? My Brother Moore don't know. Said I just cry and I weep. I go all to pieces and I try to get back together and seem like I get a little better and then it get worse. But she said, I don't have the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Ghost? Well, you need the Holy Ghost, that's for sure. But now listen, girl, I want to talk to you a little bit. God is going to help you. Get that in your mind now. God is going to help you. We're going to pray and God is going to help you. You're going to be able to calm down. You're going to be able to sleep at night. You're going to be able to get along all right. You don't have to do this. This is not unreal. It's not something that's unusual. We haven't got a lot of young people go through that era. Some old folks, but a lot of our young people that go through that place. I said, God is going to help you, young lady. And we're trusting the Lord to do it. I want you to get back to me about a week now. I want to hear from you what the Lord's done for you. I give the Lord the glory now, but we need a little renewing of our spiritual strength. We don't need to be having to take all the pills we're taking and the shots we're taking and going to psychiatrists and psychologists like we are. We need a little help from the Lord. You got back trouble? Well, Jeff Utter had it so bad he slept on the rug and couldn't sleep there and walked the railroad 2 o'clock in the morning. I drove about 500-600 miles taking anointed handkerchiefs to him and praying for him. He couldn't sleep on the couch, couldn't sleep on the floor, couldn't sleep in the bed. He went to the great physician. He said, it's a knife for you. The only thing I can do is operate on this back there. It's deteriorated. And it set you up, Reverend Utter, for a certain day. He said, we got a little valve fix to our church. Would you let me go to it first? And I'll get back. Yeah, go on to it. But said, if you can stand it. Did you know they'd prayed for him 100 times? Don't give up. Don't give up. You can get spiritual help. You can get your strength renewed. You don't have to. Don't give up, son. Hold on. Don't give up. You know what? During the meeting, he got prayed for one more time. Lord, would you heal Jeff? Went back to great doctor, and he said, well, all right. Said, now we'll set you up for surgery. Need to run a few preliminaries on you here and check you out a little more. He got that hammer to get out, you know, and whop your knees a little, you know, and reflexes. And And he checked him out, and let me run another x-ray on you here and run x-ray. And he said, come into the office here, Reverend Utter, you and your wife. Now, he said, tell me, where have you been since you've been here? Well, he said, I've just been to church, been prayed for. He said, I'm turning your case over to Dr. Utter, and pointed at his wife. Said, I cannot find one thing on earth wrong with you now. I can't find anything wrong with your spine. I can't find anything wrong. Jeff died 20 years later, and he didn't die with that.
Right.
3 weeks after that, I said, Lord, would you send him down here to my house? I know you do things, but I'd just like for you to show me a little more about this. He came down, he gets up early, and I was working on the job. Next morning, about 6:30, I drove out to drive, and he had done up. I got a place about 2 acres long, and he is on the inside of the fence in our yard. And as I drove up the road, he is running and leaping in the air as high as deer as I've seen jump sometime. Running wide open, leaping in the air. And as I turned south, he went north down that other fence, running and leaping in the air like a deer. Now I was going down the road. He will renew your strength if you wait on him. You can rise up with wings like an eagle, run like a deer. I don't know who I'm talking to, but do you need a little renewal tonight? I'm serious about it. That old man come up on Jack Cole's platform when Jack had it, and I knew him when he had it. Had arthritis so bad he couldn't hardly get up there. I was there. His son, he said, I'm eat up with arthritis. Jack said, I can see you are. She said, can't hardly make it, can you, Dad? He said, no. Well, I said, you're going to make it tonight. Grabbed him by the short collar behind his neck and see the britches and made a run across the platform in the name of the Lord and turned him loose. And that old man's feet going around looked like a bicycle wheel nearly. He run around the inside that place. I looked like he run a quarter of a mile wide open.
Yeah.
All we need is God to renew our strength.
Come on.
Mother's up. She's up. Why, yes, she's up. You mean that old lady that's been laying in a bed for 6 months? Yeah, she's up. Preacher prayed for her and she got out of bed, said God to me. Has ever happened in this country? Sure it has. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Titus 3:5, I'm going to have to stop. The Bible mentions renewing of the Holy Ghost. Renewing of the Holy Ghost. Renewing of the Holy Ghost. Would you like to have a renewing of the Holy Ghost experience? She's a Polish woman. When she came to that holy church after she got prayed for at home that night, and God healed her, and she went to church. She went to altar and got saved, sanctified, and filled the Holy Ghost the first night. And as a Church of Christ woman sitting there, and she spoke in so many tongues and languages, she said, that's real. Said, I never believed in that. But that young lady couldn't do what she's doing if the Lord wasn't in that. At Edwardsville 1 year, I'm an old man, son. I'm going to be back over there again this year, I think. The Lord let me. But at Edwardsville 1 year, as a young lady got up and spoke when I was under the old tabernacle, spoke in another language, in the spirit, a young woman, there was a preacher back there from a modern-day church. It wasn't Pentecost. He had went to language school for a long, long time to learn that dialect, and he was in on furlough from that country. After church, he came to that young lady and said, where did you learn that, young lady? I can't speak it as fluently. You speak it as good as the people that's born in that language, and I still have trouble with it, but I can't make it with them. And he just always so anxious to get her to explain how she had learned that so well, and he didn't know a thing about the Holy Ghost. She said, I don't know what you're talking about. Don't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. You spoke that language fluently. You spoke that language fluently. And he went off bewildered, renewing in the Holy Ghost. She didn't understand him. He didn't understand her. All she knew was she rejoiced in the Spirit, and he couldn't understand. Would you like to have a little renewing in the Holy Ghost? Over yonder at Lamar that night, that young lady danced. We had a pile of rocks 10 foot deep, nearly 10 foot deep, maybe not quite so much, but a big pile of rocks down there by a fence that piled up by a barbed wire fence. We had a meeting going on up here oh, I don't know, 200 yards, 300 yards from there, and had lights. That girl got in the spirit and headed for that pile of rocks with her eyes shut and her hands up, renewing in the Holy Ghost, and headed for that pile of rocks. We had some unbelievers there. God does some strange things. She danced up that pile of rocks, right across the top of that pile of rocks, and right down the other side of that pile of rocks with her head thrown back and her hands in the air, wasn't even looking at her feet. I can't do that in the bright daylight. I'd have to pick my way up there and pick my way. She danced up that sign down. What for? A sign to the unbeliever. We.